Hello, and thanks for joining us today. I'm Ron Davis with Cisco's Analyst Relations team, and I'll be your host. Here with me today is Alex Haddon-Boyd, Director of Marketing for Cisco's Collaboration Software Group. And Alex is joining us today to talk about yet another exciting acquisition. Alex, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thanks, Ron. I'm happy to join you once again. Seems like ever since Cisco acquired WebEx, collaboration has been top of mind for Cisco.
Yeah, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of activity in this space for us. We've made some investments in our collaboration portfolio. Just over 2 weeks ago, we announced the intent to acquire Postpath. And today we have another exciting acquisition, which is the acquisition of Jabber. Can you tell us a little bit about the acquisition and the company?
Sure, Ron. Jabber really is a leading provider of presence and messaging software, something that we think is incredibly important for collaboration. The company is privately held, located in Denver, and has about 50 employees. We expect the acquisition to close in the January timeframe, or by the January timeframe.
Great. So I think most people are familiar with the company itself, Jabber, but can you explain to us a bit about how Jabber is going to fit into Cisco's overall collaboration vision?
I mentioned that that presence and messaging is really an important cornerstone to collaboration, and we think that these need to be services in the network. We think that presence and messaging need to be ubiquitous, they need to be interoperable, and they need to be always available. And the way to make that happen is to embed these core services into the network with rich aggregation, with federation, and with policy. This acquisition is going to allow us to enhance our existing presence and messaging function to really start to accelerate the delivery of this network-based services vision by making these presence and messaging capabilities available to not only our SaaS-based collaboration capabilities with Cisco WebEx Connect, but also to our premise-based collaboration capabilities with Cisco Unified Communications. And what's equally important as the network technology itself is interoperability strategy. And Jabber really plays a key role here. This technology really leverages open standards, provides a highly scalable architecture that supports aggregation of presence information across different devices, different users and applications, and very importantly, federates across many different presence systems, including Microsoft Office Communication Server, IBM SameTime, AOL's AIM, Google, and Yahoo. This really enhances Cisco's intention to be the most interoperable vendor in the collaboration space. I mentioned earlier the acquisition of WebEx. Over the last 18 months, Cisco's acquired WebEx, Ironport, Securent, and Postpath. And now, of course, we've announced our intention to acquire Jabber. This really exemplifies our build, buy, and partner innovation strategy. These acquisitions add to all the existing and continued internal development to really allow us to provide a best-in-class collaboration portfolio. Now, that's all I can really talk about today until the deal closes. But we'll be sure to keep you posted and as we integrate the Jabber technology and capabilities into the Cisco WebEx Connect and Cisco Unified Communications offerings within Cisco's collaboration portfolio.
Great. Well, Alex, thank you so much for the update, and thank you again for joining us today. That concludes our special announcement podcast for today. Thanks to all our listeners, and we look forward to sharing timely news and updates with you in the near future.